Now, I would like to introduce the Ugandan group, our sisters Betty and Jane, from their experiences both at the ground level as well as the political level, and the work that they've been doing with ISIS UK in peace building. So they are going to give reports of their work, not necessarily as a result of what was done in Bujumbura, but you will find that they are not actually unrelated to the work that we've been doing. And of course, Alice has been with us. So as a result, each of them, I've given each of them 15 minutes to present the work that she has done or she's been doing. And then after that, we'll have questions. That is why I'm hoping that we can finish in 1 hour. Maybe let's start with Alice, and then have Betty, and then end with Jane.
Ladies, you'll remember that when we were in Bujumbura, the Ugandan team set out to implement an activity that is related to addressing issues of child marriages during war situations. I'm presenting a report of the activity that we did in Teso. Teso is one of the areas that is recovering from serious impact of war. It suffered a series of wars, as you heard before. And the most recent was the LRA one in 2003. But even just as the region is beginning to enjoy relative peace, we have one of our neighbors, the Karamojong ethnic groups, who have been terrorizing the region for the past 50 years or so. And even up to date, they have continued on a small scale, coming into Teso, particularly destabilizing the district of Katakwi and Amuria, which are the bordering district with that region. And we cannot for sure say that there is total peace in Teso now, because the locals in Teso are still very bitter, including the leaders, and they are making very, very difficult demands on the government. They are asking for a barracks. They want 2 barracks to be established along the border, bordering Karamoja and the Teso region. They also want access roads for the military people and the police, the law enforcers, to be able to patrol the area. Those are some of the demands they are making to the government. And while we were conducting our activity, those were some of the issues that we really discussed in relation to the Article 1325 training. So our activity was conducted in December. The major activity, we got financial support from ISIS Wiki, and we were able to organize as the women's human rights organizations in Teso to digest this Article 1325 and see how we can apply it, and see how we can apply it to undertake the training of the local militia, whom we had found out to be the major perpetrators of the war. Of the sexual abuses of women during the war situations and even after the wars had ended. We trained 20 members of Terewodi and the Teso Association for Peace in the area. And these members were drawn from the various districts of Teso. All the districts, 6 districts of Teso region were represented in this meeting. We also invited some of the district officials to be present during this meeting. It was a 2-day meeting, exclusively for the women activists, and we applied the skills that we got from Bujumbura. We utilized the documentations and the literature that we got on peace building, but also we had to, though the 2 members, myself and Martha, were trained on Article 1325, we realized that we were dealing with a very, very sensitive situation, an issue of challenging the local militia. The local militia, these were, they are largely called the Arrow Boys in the region. They were formed in 2003 to fight the LRA rebels that had come into the region. And they were really the local people in the communities, and they were based at sub-county levels. They were all over the place in the area. So you can also appreciate the fact that they were really sons, brothers, and the uncles of all of us. And then here we are saying that many of them had turned round using the influence of their guns and their power in the society to abuse especially the young children. They would defile girls, impregnate them, but they would not take responsibility. They were actually the major culprits of that defilement. And we got to a situation whereby in Teso, for the first time, we were getting child prostitutes. It was coming up, and yet this is something that never existed in the history of the people of Teso. So if I'm to go by the format, the training was the first phase to prepare us to undertake the bigger training of the local militia. Unfortunately, we did not train the local militia. And the reasons were mainly because of the limited resources. We did not get the big monies. But also, most of these local militia are now being incorporated into the government army. And some of them had been taken away for induction at that time when we had prepared to undertake the training. But we still have some of them who have remained with us in the communities. And we don't know yet what their fate is going to be. But we also thought that by coming here, we would probably be able to strategically reschedule our plan for effective implementation. The means of verification, yes, we have the reports for this workshop. We have tape recordings because we had the talk shows, the media took up the issues and highlighted it, especially the local FMs in Teso. So we have these recorded tapes, and we regularly, because we have a very good working relationship with the media in Teso, we regularly actually repeat some of these tapes. They are aired for the public on these issues. Some of the major outcomes of this meeting with the Teupa, or the women activists in the region, was one is that Teruwode had also been working in isolation without really having any partnership or networking, a strong network within the region. And we did not know that probably if we came together, we would be able to be to become a strong force to undertake implementation of major issues that affect the women in our region. So this meeting gave us the opportunity to initiate that partnership. And we did not stop only at initiating that partnership with the Teupa members, but we also resolved during that meeting that we shall endeavor to integrate the issues of human rights abuses of women, as particularly Article 1325, into other programs of our respective organizations. We were very much aware that we don't have a very strategic position to get funding, but we know that the little funding we could get from the various programs of ours, we could utilize those opportunities, any opportunity we had to meet either with the district officials or with the local leaders at the community level, or even with the victims themselves, or the survivors of domestic violence. We would make sure we provide a session to talk about or highlight issues of human rights violations, and particularly bring it to the attention of the participant Article 1325 and other various national laws that protect the rights of women and particularly children. I think that we made a very great progress to that effect. Teruwode was not able to raise money for human rights education this particular year, but we had money for obstetric fistula activities in the rear. And when we are dealing with obstetric fistula, one of the issues or the background of fistula is that they are a product of the wars that we have suffered. And therefore, because of the breakdown of the social infrastructure and lifestyles, many, many survivors of obstetric fistula we found were very, very young girls who have dropped out of school. So we still found it very easy to talk about the issues of human rights abuses of women and girls in Teso, and we present the various consequences of those wars. So we feel that this was very, very successful because we were able also to meet with the local leaders, the councillors, at LOC3 and LOC2 levels in one of the districts. And we had a forum to talk more on the issue of the implementation of the law on defilement. Because we had found out that, because the major issues that came out were that child marriage were very rampant, despite the existence of the law that protects children in that area. And the leaders themselves agreed that they were aware of the law on defilement, they were aware of other laws that protect the rights of children, but again, they went ahead to preside over some of these marriages. They went ahead also to release the victims who were arrested for defiling some of these girls, and many of them actually agreed that they were advising also the parents of the girls to settle the cases of defilement out of court. And that we found out that the major argument was that they were raising was that if they went to settle these cases in court, there was no way they as parents would benefit from these cases. It is the government that ends up benefiting. So we really had a forum to discuss more, to dialogue more on that. We also realized that these meetings provided us with the opportunity to realize that many of our local leaders really are ignorant of the procedures that they are supposed to use in the implementation of some of these laws. We had some of them asking how, if your boss, maybe you are an LOC3 or LOC5, and your boss is presiding over a marriage of a teenager who is under 18 years, what steps would you take without necessarily creating conflicts amongst the community and amongst the officers in that. So we had an opportunity really to emphasize the use of the legal instruments that we have. And in one district, Kaberamaido district, the local leaders resolved to work and come up with a draft of bylaws. And then they asked us to hire for them a technical person to see that these bylaws really work out. I'm being reminded that I have 5 minutes. I hope to finish by this time. What were the challenges during the implementation? Our major challenge was the finances, because we were not able to go to the various organizations that the network we trained had pledged that they were going to do something with their programs in regard to Article 1325. What lessons we learned? We learned that as women activists in Teso, we have a very big challenge to bring to the attention of the local leaders in the region to appreciate the rights of women and girls. We also know that we have a big risk to challenge the cultural practice of child marriages, because some people still think that it is a culture. But we also know that before the war, the way the child marriages were conducted were really for good intentions, not as it is these days. This meeting also enabled us to realize that as Terre Haute, we cannot work alone. We had to network with ActionAid in Ikatakwi to try and understand the issues of child trafficking in Karamoja, which we found out during our meetings, our discussions, that it is likely to cause another conflict in the region, as the people in Iteso are very happy that the the girls are being trafficked and coming to Teso. They think that nothing should be done about it. But some of them are also saying that some of these girls that are being trafficked could be used by the warriors to be spies, to act as spies, to know which homes have cows so that they come at night and raid. So we see a likeliness of a potential outbreak of another conflict in that region, but we are working with ActionAid to try and understand and then see what the women in Teso can do about the trafficking of the Karamojong children beyond Teso to other districts. What ICIS Wiki can do, we think that ICIS Wiki could support us to have more forums with the women activists in the area more regularly to discuss topical issues of women's human rights abuses in our region. We think that ICIS Wiki could also come in and support us to understand more the issue of child trafficking and also to get the voices of women on the proposed setting up of the barracks in Teso and the Karamoja. Thank you very much.